there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined us today. We hope you'll have pencil and paper handy to get our address after a while, that you'll join with the choir. And now, be ready as the choir sings under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good message and song. It's wonderful, and we can't go wrong when we set our life by God's clock. When our life is set in God's will, according to His purpose and timing. You know, even the life of our Lord Jesus Christ was set according to God's clock. When the fullness of time was come, Galatians said, God sent forth His Son. And later, when the Greeks came to Philip and said, Sir, we would see Jesus, and they told Jesus about it, he said, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And through his life, he did God's will according to God's timetable. No matter how difficult the situation, Jesus prayed, Thy will be done. It's not always easy for us weak, sinful mortals to seek God's will or to wait on His timing. We get over anxious and we want to run ahead. And God says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Or perhaps we get slothful and lazy and want to lag behind. And Romans tells us to not be slothful in business, but be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So, Bible Clubbers, let's not run ahead or lag behind the Lord Jesus, but keep pace step by step with the Lord every day. Then we can sure we'll be where He wants us to be, when He wants us to be there. And we may not look big in the eyes of the world, but we'll be a success in God's eyes, and that's who matters. We want to be able to hear His precious words when we meet Him face to face, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. So let's this week, Bible Clubbers, stay on God's timetable and run our lives by God's clock and see His blessing. And now, choir, we're ready for you.
darkness fell over the city like a shroud. The sunlight that had filtered down through the daytime and had warmed the old damp prison now had faded, and the cold night chill had settled in. The darkness only was made more grim by the eerie shadow of the torchlight that flickered against the stone wall. And there, inside the inside of the prison, with muscles sore, backs bruised and bleeding, and bodies aching, Paul and Silas sat in that dismal cell. Nobody expected the day to end this way. That morning, as Paul and Silas preached and witnessed, Paul had cast out that awful demon spirit in the little demented girl just outside the city. And that finished it off. Oh, there'd been evil and wicked men in town, and they were mad enough when Paul preached the gospel of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when they delivered that little girl from the power of the demon, and whenever the evil men that owned her realized that she wasn't any longer under their command or able to bring them in any more money, that finished it. They seized Paul and Silas and dragged them to the marketplace. They made a public spectacle out of Paul and Silas. They accused them falsely, and then they beat them mercilessly and cast them into the prison, threatening the jailer with his very life if either of them escaped. Well, with such a fearful threat like that over his head, the jailer wasn't going to take any chances. He put them into maximum security, and then he locked their ankles in the stocks. He wasn't taking any chances on them escaping. Well, that dark prison was silent for a little while, but the prayers of the hearts in those two men went up to God. And finally, Paul broke the silence. Well, don't just sit there, Silas. Do something. Do something, the man said. Here he is, chained to the wall, feet locked tight in stocks, and Paul says, do something. But Silas knew what Paul meant, for now their prayer that had been silent to the Lord rose up in audible praise to God. And as they prayed, their hearts broke into song. And I don't know, but they must have sung some first century version of Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And they must have had some way to sing a song that meant the same as Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, because Paul knew how to praise the Lord. And up and down the prison corridors, those prisoners that heard it couldn't help but take notice. Oh, some, I'm sure, cursed and swore and wished they'd be still and lock their mouths. But others stood and listened and thought, oh, I would that I could sing like that. I would that I had peace in my heart that could make me sing whenever the day and the night was so grim. And at midnight, the jail still was not silent, and the later it got, the more filled with praise that prison got, because Paul and Silas were just bursting with praise and witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. And at midnight, something happened. A terrible earthquake just shook that prison. Why, the walls began to crack. It frightened the prisoners. They thought surely the thunder and the lightning was going to burst that prison wide open. And an earthquake did. The walls began to tumble and crumble and fall, and the chains fell off of the prisoners and the locks fell open. And just like a dart in his heart, that poor old jailer knew things were ruined for him. Why, if the prisoners would escape, and surely they would, everybody'd be too glad to run if they had half a crack in the wall. Oh, he knew his time was up, and there was no use trying to explain to the rulers that an earthquake had opened up the building. There was no use to try to plead for his life. He'd just go ahead and end it all. And with that, he pulled his dagger from his side and lifted it up over his heart and was ready to plunge it into his chest when all of a sudden he heard, "Wait a minute, buddy, don't do anything to yourself. We're all here." And to that jailer's amazement, sure enough, not one man had escaped. Oh, it was like a projector over a screen of everything and all his sins raced over his mind. And he fell down at Paul and Silas' feet and said, "Oh, sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He knew these men had a message far better than any he'd ever heard. And Paul said, "Do? Do? What must you do to be saved? Oh, my friend, only believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And he did. Right that night, in the middle of that prison, that old jailer opened up his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, trusted him as his own personal Savior. And the Lord gave him such peace and happiness that he took Paul and Silas home to his house in the middle of the night, and they preached the gospel to his family. And Paul and Silas had medicine and soothing oil for their wounds. And that man's life, his whole home, was changed through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever realized, like that jailer did, your sin? Have you ever come to grips with the fact that there's no other way of salvation? That all your righteousnesses are as filthy rags? Well, today's the day to do it. Admit your sin. Admit your lying. Admit those curse words that nobody heard but God. And come to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing you can do to be saved, 'cause Christ has already done it all. Jesus paid for your sin. Won't you bow your head right there and ask Jesus to come into your heart today? And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.